Well over 500,000 Americans died during the Civil War, the equivalent of losing 2% of the population, says Ray Brown, chief of interpretation for Manassas National Battlefield Park, site of one of the war's first battles.
So you can imagine the impact this would have on whole communities throughout the country, and why there'd be such passions that have been passed on generation to generation, even at the remove of 150 years.
On this day at the battlefield, there is little evidence of that passion, but there is a desire to connect to the past. Marianne Lee brought her children here for a history lesson.
I think it's also important to look back at this particular war because it's what made our union. We separated, and yet we managed to come back together.
If you want to reconstruct a country after a horrible civil war, one way you can try to do it is by finding the mutuality of sacrifice between the two sides.
Yale historian David Blight, one of the leading experts on the Civil War, says that's what had happened by the 50th anniversary of the war. Some 50,000 veterans from both sides assembled in Gettysburg, the site of the war's bloodiest battle.
What we did in this country is we suppressed having to talk about what caused that war or what its results and legacies were by focusing largely on honoring the soldier.
And Americans continued to ignore the issues 50 years later, during the centennial of the Civil War, according to Kevin Levin, a history teacher in Charlottesville, Virginia. Levin also maintains the popular blog Civil War Memory.
The overall interpretation, the dominant interpretation of the early 1960s, would have been focused on the bravery of Union and Confederate soldiers, the theme of reconciliation. Americans, I think, were more interested in remembering a war that united Americans rather than divided Americans.
In the last few years, there has been renewed scholarship on the Civil War by Blight and other historians.
We do not want to sacrifice the military history story. That still needs to be understood. But this time, we need to put the story of emancipation at the heart, at the center of this narrative. Because what really transformed the United States were not those battles. What really transformed the United States was the process by which 4 million slaves were freed and necessitated a kind of recrafting of our Constitution.
The 13th Amendment abolished slavery forever. The 14th granted citizenship to anyone born in the United States and guaranteed equal protection to all citizens. And the 15th Amendment guaranteed all citizens the right to vote. But it would take the Civil Rights Movement 100 years later to force the government to deliver on those promises. Today, with an African American in the White House, we have come a long way. But the legacies of the war are still being debated.
Every time Americans debate the problem of states' rights, the relationship of federal power to state power, which we are indeed having a roiling debate over again, and every time we debate not only race relations, but the very idea of what it means to be an American in a multiracial, greatly diverse society, we are debating the direct legacies of the Civil War.
That, says blogger Kevin Levin, is one of the reasons Americans are still fascinated by the Civil War.
Even if we don't know much about the history of this period, there's a hold on us, an emotional hold. And I think that explains, to a large extent, why we still have a need to talk about it, because I think we're still struggling with many of those issues that came out of it.
And as Americans mark the anniversary over the next 4 years, there will be plenty of opportunities to discuss the legacies and lessons of the Civil War. Susan Logue, VOA News, Manassas, Virginia.